It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me in studio today, I have Brianna Welch. She is the Parks and Cemetery Supervisor for Price City. And with Memorial Day right around the corner, there's always, you know, deadlines that, you know, you can start decorating here. They need to be off at this time and different restrictions and things like that. So we're going to talk about all of those things so that you're in the know before Memorial Day gets here. Brianna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, no problem, Dave.
So let's dive right in. Now, I said at the beginning, you are the Parks and Cemetery Supervisor.
Yes.
So how are things going with the parks and the cemetery? It's kind of a challenge right now with water being the way it is, isn't it?
It is. It's very challenging with that in and of itself and staffing issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard.
And it seems to be, you know, the staffing issues thing seems to be pretty universal no matter what you're doing.
Yes.
And that's unfortunate because... Yeah, you guys keep everything looking beautiful and green as much as you can.
Yes.
But it gets harder and harder when you have fewer hands, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, so let's dive in and talk about Memorial Day. You know, Memorial Day, as long as I've been around and have been a kid, Memorial Day is a huge deal here in Carbon County. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people like to get out and you know... make sure that everyone that they know, all their family and friends and everything that are deceased, are taken care of this time of year. And there are certain regulations that go on in the cemeteries that we like to bring you in every year and kind of you can let people know so they're aware of those. So let's start with when can people start decorating for Memorial Day?
You can start decorating for Memorial Day a week before. And that goes with all of our days of observance. It's always a week before. They have to be removed the week after. Our cleanup is going to be on June 6th.
Okay.
So at as long as the decorations are still in the vases on upright headstones, you're going to be fine. Anything on a flat headstone has to be removed, and the vase has to be tipped upside down.
All right. And the other part of that, too, is I think it's really important to let people know this is the day that they have to be off of there because, you know, there's been so much confusion in the past and people get upset because, but this June 6th, so they have until sundown at June 6th to get everything off, correct?
Correct.
And then June 7th, you guys will go through and clean the cemeteries.
Correct.
Okay. And I know that there's another, you know, if you, the earlier you go, you know, you can start that week ahead. The earlier you go, the better you're going to be because they're, when do you guys start closing the gates and stuff at the cemetery?
We start closing the gates on Friday, May 27th. All of the west entrance on Veterans Lane will be closed by 1 p.m. And then the north and the south gates will still be open for people to go north and south. Then we'll close that early Saturday morning to all motorized vehicles.
Okay. And so I don't know if that includes those, but in the past, sometimes they've had, you know, civic groups and stuff that will help people with getting them to in a golf cart with their stuff. Are you guys going to do that this year? Or?
We are. Okay. We are. Yes. Yes. We're going to have a shuttle available.
So if you can't make it early and you want to get there and you still need some help, the help will be available to you. And they can get you in and so you can get your flowers and everything placed. Now, as far as flowers and things like that are concerned, are there any restrictions as far as height or anything like that?
The mat, you can't go any higher than the a foot above the headstone.
Okay. So that's still a pretty good size
that is.
Arrangement if somebody wants
that
one.
Is. And that's for a normal headstone size.
Okay. And then I would assume that this will go for... the other cemetery there in Price up by Castle Heights as well. I can never remember the name of that one.
Cliffview Cemetery. We've opened up all of the gates, so that cemetery will not be locked for traffic.
And that's for the whole time?
Correct.
Okay. So if you've got a loved one that is buried in Cliffview, you can still go through all the way through Memorial Day and drive through there and decorate your graves. And then the Price City Cemetery, that's the one that you guys are going to throw the gates on, but you still will have people there available.
Correct.
Okay. So now we talked about how to get them there. Now let's talk about getting them off. And as I said, they have until sundown of June 6th to remove all their stuff, right?
Yes.
So if someone wants to go in, they need to get there. Now, when will you open the gates back up so people can go in?
We have the Veterans Office. They do their dedication on Monday. Tuesday morning, the gates will be open.
So starting Tuesday, any time in that week until the 6th, you can go drive through the cemeteries and get your, you know, everything, your flowers and everything off of the graves there in the Price City Cemetery. All right, did we cover everything? Did we miss anything?
I think so, Dave. I think we got it.
Okay, now, and of course, if anybody has questions, they can call down to Price City and they can kind of guide them and help them through this, correct?
Absolutely, and we have our policy on the website, city's website, so they can look at that for everything else.
All right, Brianna Welch, Parks and Cemetery Supervisor for Price City, thank you so much for coming in. I'm going to let you go. Good luck with the water situation. Good luck with Memorial Day, everything throughout the summer. Thanks so much for coming in, though.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.